All right, hey guys, it's me, Nathan. We are here with 8.3 similar polygons. Now, our essential question is, how are similar polygons related? All right, so using similarity statements. All right, in the diagram, triangle RST is congruent to triangle XYZ, and find the scale factor from triangle RST to triangle XYZ, and list all pairs of congruent angles. So, how do we find the scale factor? All right, so since triangle XYZ is a dilation of triangle RST, we take one of the sides, which we take one of the sides of each triangle, and we make it into a fraction with the dilated triangle being the numerator and the original triangle being the denominator. And so since this is a triangle, we there's a there there the sides have to be the same, of which the length that we take it from is. So how do we know that is so we have trying so we have side RS and for triangle RST, and we have side XY from triangle XYZ. And so what I did was I chose the side XY, which has a length of 15, and the side RS, which has a length of 25. So, and then that gave me 15 over 25, right? And how do I know that these are the same side? It's because the order that the triangle points are listed in. The triangle points are RST, right? So that means R and S are the same as X and Y, because the triangle points are listed in order as XYZ. So R and S are the same as X and Y. So now we have 15 over 25, which can be simplified to 3 over 5. So our scale factor is K equals 3 over 5. And how do I find congruent angles? So using that same logic, since the if the if the order of the points on the triangle are listed that way, that means that they are the same, because it's just a dilation, right? So angle R is congruent to angle X, because they are the first points listed in their triangle, and angle S is congruent to angle Y because they are the second, and angle T is congruent to angle Z because they are the last. Right, so that's how you use similarity statements. All right, so we're finding corresponding length. In the diagram, triangle DEF is congruent to triangle MNP, and we have to find the value of x. All right, so in this case, the value of x is the length of one of the sides of the triangles, right? And only one triangle though. So in this case, the triangle that we are trying to find the length of one of the sides are is triangle DEF. Right, and the length of that side that we are trying to find is the side EF, right, which is just X, and the other sides ED are 15 and DF are 20, right? And then so the other triangle, we have N, oh no, NP, which is the same side because of the same logic that we used earlier, because EF are the they're in that order, so NP are the same side as EF. So NP is 30, and M is 18, and MP is 24. So we know that so one of the triangles, all the sides are given, right? That triangle being MNP, and in the other triangle DEF, all but one of the sides are given, which is the side EF, right? So how do we do this? What I did was I created another fraction again. This time it doesn't matter which is the d denominator numerator, because we don't know which is a dilation of which. So what I did was I put the side NM over the side ED, not like literally. I didn't put like NM over DE. I put the side lengths over each other, right? So I have 18 over 15, because those are the corresponding sides. So I have 18 over 15. We have to equal that to another fraction that we make, right? So what I did was, since 15 is the denominator, and 15 is on the same triangle as the triangle with the X, right? We have to equal this. We have to equal 8 over 15 to another fraction. But this fraction has to have x in it. And x is the denominator because x is on the same triangle as the 15. So x is the denominator, and what has to be the numerator for x? It has to be the same corresponding side, which is 30. So you have 8 over 15, which equals 30 over x, right? And now we have to cross multiply them, right? So 18 times x, because it's, you know, that. So which gives us 18x, and 15 times 30, which equals 450. All right, so now we have 18x equals 450. Now we have to divide 18 into both sides. Right, so 450 divided by 18, which equals 25. So now we have x equals 25, and that is the value of x. That is the length of the side EF, the triangle. All right, so how to find finding a corresponding length in a different like type of way. This one's hard to explain. There's like a lot of you kind of just need to have it in front of you to see it, but I'll try my best. So in the diagram, triangle TPR is congruent to triangle XPZ. However, in this diagram, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 triangles, right? But it's weird because so TPR, that's one triangle, and XPZ is another triangle, but the triangles are split down the middle, right, to make 4 more triangles, and those points are S and Y, S being on the TPR side and Y being on the XPZ side. So what we have to do is the same thing we did for our other example. However, we have to find the height of the triangle TPR, all right? And how we do that is, so what I did was I took the length of T to S, which is, remember, the split down the middle of the triangle TPR, right? So T to S is 6, right? And then I put that over over 8, which is the length of X to Y, which is Y is a split down the triangle XPZ. So X to Y is 8, so I put 6 over 8, which I simplified to 3 over 4, right? And remember how we have to put the variable on the same part of the fraction as the triangle came from. So like 3 is a simplified version of 6, so we have to put the x, it's 3 over 4 equals another fraction, so we have to put x over 20 because x comes from the same triangle as the 6, where the 6 comes from, and the 20 comes from the same triangle as where the 4 comes from, which is the simplified version of 8. All right, so again we cross multiply, which we get 4x equals 60, and then divide 4 into both sides. And then we get x equals 15, all right? So that's a value of x. That's the height of triangle TPR, 15. All right, that was mouthful. Anyways, all right, so finding perimeter of similar polygons. A town plans to build a new swimming pool. An Olympic pool is rectangular with a length of 50 meters and a width of 25 meters. The new pool will be similar in shape to an Olympic pool, but will have a length of 40 meters. Find the perimeters of an Olympic pool and the new pool. How to find the perimeter of the Olympic pool? It's pretty easy. We just since it's a rectangle, the lengths and widths are given. The length being the longer side, and the width being, you know, the shorter side. We just really. So 50, we add 50 to 50 because there's two lengths, and then we add 25 to 25 because there's two widths, right? Which our perimeter is 150 meters for the Olympic pool, but we're only given the length of the town pool, right? The town swimming pool, right? And that is the length of 40. So what we have to do is we have to put 40 over 50. Because it's the length of the town pool, And 50 is the length of the Olympic pool. So length has to be paired with length. And we so I put 40 over 50, which equals to x over 25 because x we are trying to find the width, and we don't have a width yet because that's what we're trying to find. And x is it comes from the same town pool, and 25 because it comes from the same Olympic pool. So it's x over 25. So 40 over 50 equals x over 25. Cross multiply again, which would give us 50x equals 1000. So then we divide 1000 by 50, which equals 20. So and that's our width, right? So 20 plus 20, that's 40. And then 40 plus 40, that's 80. And our perimeter of the new pool is 120 meters, right? So our last example is finding the perimeter of similar polygons, right? I don't remember how Mr. Sanchez did this. How did he do this? There's like a lot of stuff that just. I don't think I'm missing that one. I don't remember how he did this. I can't exactly explain it that well. I'll just ask him how he did it. All right, so bye, guys.